Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to join the discussion, that's 603-283-6160. With me tonight, it's
Nikki
and
Lori.
And I'm Aria, by the way. So the big news today, evidently, the Senate is working on an infrastructure bill. And as you might expect, it's absolutely horrible because it's the government and that tends to be what they do. But among this, I actually got an email from Kraken today about it. And that's what alerted me to the entire thing. Otherwise, I didn't even know it existed. And, you know, I didn't contact Kraken or do anything like that. They just sent me an email, want to be clear on that, saying that the U.S. Senate is beginning its final deliberations on a must-pass bipartisan infrastructure bill. However you feel about the bill, a few senators have included language having nothing to do with infrastructure. And this language could crush the crypto industry. If passed and signed into law, this bill would dramatically expand U.S. government surveillance over the entire crypto ecosystem. Fortunately, Senators Wyden, Toomey, and Lummis have introduced amendments that would fix the language and clarify that the expansion of the definition of a, quote, broker doesn't apply to open source developers or validators like miners or stakers. So evidently, the infrastructure bill wants to redefine a broker as miners and stakers and people who are open source developers. I don't know. I'm not surprised to hear this. I haven't seen the bill, obviously, and from what I hear, it's like 1,000 pages. So even if I had seen it, it wouldn't do me any good.
Right.
But that's pretty much what the government does, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And from what I heard, a lot of the senators reported that, actually the Republican senators, said that they felt rushed to pass the bill and that they didn't have enough time to read it and that there wasn't exact clarification on what exactly it entailed. So, you know, whenever that happens, that there's a lot of hidden BS in there.
Yeah,
so, of course, there always is.
Very similar to the American CARE Act, if I think about it, you know, where it was pushed forward. No one had time to read it. No one, you know, they didn't.
That was one of the most recent ones.
I don't know.
Kind of in regard to COVID, I think.
No, the Affordable Care Act was during the Obama administration.
Oh, okay.
But it was this great big deal because it was a massive bill. And no one on the Senate read it. They were just told if they wanted to read it, they had to vote on it. And that was the only way they were going to be able to read it. But that's not the only thing buried in this infrastructure bill. Each of you found other stuff that's buried in it. I don't recall exactly what those were now, but what did you find about it? You had an article on it.
Yeah, my article's not loading right now, but Lori said that...
Yeah, there was there's a rider in there so that all new vehicles made in the USA will have breathalyzers in them. And not only just a breathalyzer, not like the ones you blow into now, but it's a sensor that detects alcohol in the air in the car and cameras that are going to be watching you at all times.
So it is not a breathalyzer in the sense that you have to breathe into it in order to crank your car or whatever. It's just continuously is detecting the amount of alcohol in the air.
That's right, yeah.
And if it reaches a certain level of percentage, regardless of what that is, presumably it will turn your car off or not allow
it. Call the police or something.
It's not illegal for a passenger to be inebriated in your car, right?
Ooh, like, that's a really good point.
You can drive drunk people, so I think with a Cinderella license, like if you get a DUI and then the court says, okay, you can drive to work or you can only drive from, you know, 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. or something like that. Some people will have a breathalyzer installed into their car so they blow in it and if they pass, it'll start. So something like that, I mean, obviously this is just a complete infringement on everybody's rights, but right. That would make more sense to me if they were going to do something like this rather than testing the air around, because that just, if you spray perfume, you know, there's so many different factors. Yeah, exactly. Right. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
I think infringement on rights is standard at this point, but
yeah,
absolutely.
Know, it's not only, you know, doing that. So if we all know that technology is fallible constantly, everything you use, your phone, your computer, everything's constantly messing up. So who's to say that this thing's not going to just lock you out of your car when you have somewhere important to be or, you know,
right.
Medical emergency. I mean, it's just,
right.
Yeah, not only an infringement on rights, but it's just outright dangerous. And I'd be very, very concerned if this actually follows through. You said Nissan was doing this?
Nissan is developing it. And so it's also got cameras that are going to be watching you at all times to make sure that you don't look inebriated. So, what if you have
a neurological issue? What does look inebriated even mean?
I know.
But you also mentioned that it's going to detect whether or not a child was left in a parked vehicle.
Yeah, they're using some kind of radar system to alert drivers around your car to tell them that there's a child locked in your car.
Well, the radar systems in cars, those have been going on for a while, and they drive me crazy because I use a radar detector.
Yeah.
Especially here in Keene, where most people drive newer model cars, it's just constantly going off. And I don't want to just disable K-Van because that's what Keene PD uses, presumably because most people just turn it off.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I don't like seeing all of these technological implementations going into vehicles because it's a tool that should just do a thing and that's it. It doesn't need all of the bells and whistles. Like yesterday, I bought a water purifier for my faucet, and the very first instruction that it provides is, download this app and connect via Bluetooth. Well, hold on.
For what?
Yeah, why in the hell would I want my water filter to have Bluetooth capabilities? If I had known that, I would have bought a different model. But it never occurred to me to check, oh, is this a smart water filter?
Everything's smart
it's
now.
It's crazy. Yeah, the smart TVs that listen to everything you say, Alexa, and even our phones are constantly listening. But going back to the cars, what really concerns me is the new technology in these cars, because now we have self-driving cars. I just recently saw, and I watch a lot of car videos on YouTube because that's kind of, you know, I'm interested in cars.
Sure.
And I saw one that, and this was Kia, I believe. It was a new model of the Kia Sorento. And Tesla does the same thing where you can be outside of your car, so there's no driver in the car, and you kind of walk your dog, you walk the car like a dog with the key fob. So you press a button, and it follows you, and you can park it. And
what?
Just the whole,
wow.
That seems
it was just so strange, and it
is that for like people who can't parallel park or something?
I have no clue what the purpose of it is, but they do that also. The car will parallel park for you. I just think there's so much room for malfunction in these things, and some things you just need a real human and a human brain to do.
Right.
Well, I mean, think about how the internet requires you to prove that you're a human and not a robot. It's
yeah.
To recognize crosswalks and stairs and buildings and hills and things like that. Clearly, the AIs driving these cars must not be capable of doing. If they were, then the captchas wouldn't be able to, you know, filter out the robots.
Right.
But evidently, robots can't, you know, identify crosswalks or red lights or whatever, because that's how we separate humans from AI on the internet. So, yeah, there's a lot of room for error in these. Not to mention, once you get to this era of cars having internet capabilities 24/7, we're going to see ransomware hitting vehicles. Someone's just going to be driving down the road and just going to play over the radio. Hey, in order to protect your safety, we've encrypted your security car. We encrypted your car. And so that you don't accidentally drive into a tree, you need to pay us, you know, half a Bitcoin or whatever.
Yeah. Right.
Just like we see now. And no one is prepared to deal with these things except IT people who keep telling everyone, no, stay as far away from this stuff as you want. But the average person thinks, oh, my God. I could turn on my air conditioner from work. I can check my doorbell and see if my Amazon packages are on my doorstep from work.
Yeah, it's just unnecessary.
It's totally unnecessary. But the other thing that's unnecessary is this infrastructure bill in the first place, almost none of which would actually go to infrastructure, even if that's what they actually wrote the bill to do. Most of it's going to end up going to bombs.
Yeah.
Because that's what the American government does.
Of course.
But they're hiding all kinds of nonsense in this, like this part here that Kraken emailed me about that would expand the definition of a broker so that it includes open source developers or validators like miners and stakers. They go on to say, you can help us preserve financial privacy and independence in crypto. Make your voice heard. Call 517-200-9518 and you'll be automatically connected to your senator. I don't know if this any point. I certainly didn't bother to do it, but maybe you think there's a point in contacting your senators. Or you can contact us and share your opinion. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160 if you want to join the discussion. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki,
Lori.
And I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. It is the place to go to learn about cryptocurrency. Just click Getting Started at the top. There's a couple of short videos for you to watch where you can learn the basics of cryptocurrency, because really, there's no need to continue ignoring this world-changing information. But if you already know about Bitcoin, then check out news.bitcoin.com. It has all of the news headlines that's relevant to you, all on a sleek and easy-to-use website. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything related to cryptocurrency. Let's go to the phones, however. We've got Kirby calling from Indiana. Kirby, good to talk to you.
Hey,
I haven't talked to you since Forkfest.
Hey, Kirby.
Yeah. Hey, ladies. How you doing?
Doing good. What's on your mind tonight?
In New York, and the mandatory vaccines, and do they understand that most New Yorkers, I'm sounding like I'm calling for violence. Most New Yorkers who are armed, since it's a communist state, are gangbangers. They're not going to stand in line to take a vaccine, and they're not going to let you go door to door. And to that end, there's 340 million people in America, about 400 million legal guns. Most of those are in the hands of people who ain't trying to be forced to take an experimental drug.
Sure.
Master Willie said so.
I agree with you there.
There does seem to be a strong overlap between people who are pro-Second Amendment and people who are not inclined to take the vaccine.
Yep. And it's not going to end well for, I think I can say this on the radio, it's not going to play well for Fuhrer de Blasio, because it's not going to be a bunch of people standing in line hollering about Sieg Heil. I had a conversation with a Marin County Sheriff today, who told me if he was told to go out and confiscate guns, red flag or not, he's turning in his badge because he ain't with that. Because he knows
he'll
do it to my neighborhood, they'll do it to his.
Yep. Well, it's good to have people in police who are actually, you know, willing to not enforce blatantly unconstitutional laws, at least.
Yeah, there's a few decent ones out there. I have actually a part of the encounter that led to that conversation that I'll upload in a couple of days here. But it's amazing how soft American people have gotten. You know, I look around the world, the French are protesting. The French. I won't even go no farther than to say the French.
Well, Americans are protesting, too, and Americans have been protesting, you know, pretty much since the outset of this.
Yeah, but we do it when we feel like it. You know, Europeans
sure, well, so
get out there and go hungry to protest. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know how true that really is. I mean, from what I've seen, there's a few hundred people protesting in Germany and a few hundred people protesting in other parts of the world in crowds that are generally about what we saw at the Michigan State Capitol protest or at the New Hampshire State Capitol protest. We're not seeing, like, tens of thousands of people pouring out into the streets demanding an end to this. It's a very small minority.
Nah, we won't see that because most of us are either scared or on the fence, and we got a big thing of Vaseline, so we don't care. We too used to Uncle Sam, and we'll just go, okay, just don't be rough about it. And that's our problem. We've gotten used to being abused.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't disagree. Thank you so much for the call tonight, Kirby. I mean, speaking of abuse, we're seeing this continue on using the Delta strain as an excuse. New York City, as Kirby alluded to, is imposing a citywide vaccination requirement for anyone who wants to go into a restaurant or a bar or an entertainment venue or a theater. If you want to enter, if you want to take part in society in New York City, you have to be vaccinated.
Yep.
And, I mean, this isn't a surprise. They telegraphed for a very long time that they were going to be doing this. And when the incentives didn't work, they decided they have to bring out all the masks again and basically turn the vaccinated people against the unvaccinated. And they seem to be doing an excellent job of that.
Oh, yeah.
So you finally got the infrastructure bill pulled up, Nikki. Tell us what the U.S. government is trying to do. And And well, what they say they're trying to do is pass an infrastructure bill, but...
Yeah, alleged infrastructure bill. Let's see how much infrastructure is really in that bill. So the United States Senate will try to complete work this week on a $1 trillion infrastructure investment bill that would bring long-awaited improvements to roads, bridges, mass transit systems, and deliver a rare bipartisan victory to President Joe Biden.
So they want to spend $1 trillion? I mean, that's a number that, you know, is thrown around so often with government that it doesn't even register how big it is any longer. I just say, oh, what's another $1 trillion? But really, $1 trillion is a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. What is that, $100 billion? Is that how
I think it's $1 billion?
It's $1,000 billion.
It's $1,000 billion. Yeah. So just sit there for like 1 second and think about how many dollars that really truly is.
It's so many that we weren't sure.
Exactly. That has all been stolen from the American people. So if that doesn't concern you, it should. And another thing I just want to mention, I come from a place that is, the roads are constantly under construction.
It's like that here in New Hampshire and I hate it. There's two seasons. There's snow season and there's road repair season.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how it is in most of the Northeast. I'm not sure how it is down south, really. But the roads are constantly under construction. And every time they're under construction, at least in Massachusetts, the company that is doing the construction goes at least $1 million over budget.
I'm not surprised. I mean, that's usually how this goes. You know, it's the brother of someone's wife or whatever. And they get the project, and then they just go over budget, and no one cares.
Yeah, and where's that money going, really, you know? So the article continues saying, following long sessions on Saturday and Sunday, Senate negotiators announced that they had finished drafting the 2,702-page bill.
Jesus Christ.
But it's only about infrastructure, guys. Don't worry. There's nothing hidden in that bill. It's just about infrastructure.
There's a lot of commas.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of commas.
I feel so bad for the poor intern that had to type up 2,700-something pages.
I wonder if, like, all the pages actually have real content on it or if it's just
this page left intentionally blank.
I'm sure that it's all just loaded with content. I think the FEMA Act was something like 1,700 pages, and sure enough, it was just all text straight through, beyond any human being's ability to understand, because after a few hundred pages, even the best attorney's mind just sort of glazes over with this legal jargon.
I mean, it's purposeful.
Yeah.
It's purposeful so that no one can read it, and no one can understand what's in there until it's all done, and then they take months to find out what's in there, and then... everyone realizes how bad it really is.
Well, they're not even given time to read it. People, even if they could read 2,000 pages of this nonsense, they aren't even given enough time. It's just like, no, it's fine, just sign it. Let's move along here. We have plenty of things to do.
Nothing to see.
Yep, nothing to see here.
Because it does take a long time to read 2,700 pages.
Yeah.
And they're not being given the time to do it. But of course they're not. And of course the bill isn't about one particular thing. And there's all sorts of senators that are sneaking more nonsense into it. What are your thoughts? 603-283-6160. They're calling it an infrastructure bill. Do you want to help the infrastructure? Sure.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's full speed ahead for the sweeping infrastructure bill in the Senate, so says Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Senators are continuing efforts to plow through numerous amendments to the bipartisan $1.2 trillion infrastructure upgrade. Some Republicans cheering the bill as well, including Republican Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell.
This is an extremely important bipartisan bill. There's an excellent chance it will be a bipartisan success story for the country.
Senate Democrats also working on a $3.5 trillion spending plan. Gas prices keep moving toward $3.20 a gallon. Today's AAA survey showing the national average for regular gasoline is $3.18.8 a gallon. You're listening to USA Radio News. The CDC is putting out a new eviction moratorium as the Delta variant of coronavirus spreads across the country. The order applies to counties experiencing high levels of community transmission and expires October 3rd. The moratorium does have some rental property owners in a bind. Osho Berman owns a property in Seattle, Washington that he had to sell because he could not make payments on the property. He says it's only going to get worse.
Our politicians talk about how they want more affordable housing, but what's really happening is they're creating all these ordinances that create an impossible balance of power between landlords and tenants, where we can't maintain a safe environment for all of our good tenants because of just a couple bad ones.
The eviction moratorium was originally...
There's a new service that will help out folks in trouble. Citizen, an app that notifies users about crimes and emergencies in their areas, rolling out a new service that will call 911 for those who need help. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to join the discussion, that's 603-283-6160. With you tonight is Aria, Nikki, and Lori, and we're talking about the Senate infrastructure bill and the various ridiculous things it has hidden in it that aren't in any way related to actual infrastructure. But of course, that isn't surprising. I don't think we've even gotten into the article yet.
No, not really.
And, So let's get into it. What are they hiding in this bill that, you know, they just sort of slipped in and hoped people wouldn't notice?
So, 2,702-page bill. It has been, so this is Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says, it has been decades and decades since Congress passed such a significant standalone investment. So he's trying to make it sound real good.
Well, didn't they just pass a huge... How much were the COVID relief bills?
Trillions.
Trillions, yeah.
That's what
and it was the same. And it was the same exact thing where it was like 2,000 pages long, and senators were saying, listen, we don't have enough time to read these bills. And they were just like, don't care, like, sign it. You only have, I think with the COVID relief bills, they were only given like 30 minutes or something to read it.
And then, of course, it contained things like sending $250,000 to Pakistan for gender studies programs,
yeah,
and other nonsense like that.
Yeah, just random stuff.
I think that America collectively has the type of memory is like when you go in the other room to get something and you walk through the door and you forget. That's what happens.
Like my puppy.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Like if I go away, she like forgets that I was just there 30 seconds ago, right? Yeah. Object permanence.
Yeah.
America's never learned it.
Yeah, well, it's because they're infantilized.
Yeah, absolutely. And it definitely hasn't been long since we had trillion-dollar relief packages.
Nope. No.
In fact, there's one almost every single year that I can think of.
Wonder why we're in so much debt.
Oh, weird.
Is that what's happening to the currency? Is that why the USD is just on downward spiral down the drain?
So, in the end, the bipartisan group of senators have produced a bill that will dedicate substantial resources to repair, maintain, and upgrade our nation's fiscal infrastructure. Which we all know is complete BS. The legislation, if enacted, would be the largest U.S. infrastructure investment in decades. Its passage would mark a big win for Biden, blah, 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 blah.
Why would it mark a big win for Biden? Did Biden draft it? Did he introduce it?
I doubt it.
He just happens to be president at the time that it happened.
So this is what I think is happening. Biden is, we can all agree that he's incompetent. He's probably has dementia, yes. Oh. All the classic signs of dementia. I can confirm that one. So I think...
I do love listening to him, though, when he goes on these dementia rants.
It is entertaining, and it's like, this is all, you know, crumbling and burning around us. So I want it to be funny. See, I felt the same way about Donald Trump. I'm like, if this is going to be a major disaster, I at least want to be able to laugh about it.
Absolutely.
But I think the Democrats and CNN and the leftist media are just really grasping at straws to try to make Biden look like he is some sort of real president, when in all reality, he's just a puppet, and someone's hand is up his butt making him talk, and...
It does seem that way. And when their hand stops moving, he starts talking about how Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Yeah,
and kids like struggling.
Stacking tomato sauce, that was the one I heard today, which is pretty,
I haven't
pretty
heard
comical.
That one.
Yeah, I'll have to show you on the break. It's pretty hilarious. But,
how do you stack tomato sauce?
I don't know. So the $1.9 trillion economic stimulus and coronavirus aid bill that was enacted earlier this year without Republican support. I wonder why. It would also,
so that bill was almost $2 trillion.
Yeah.
Is it printing that money as fast as they can? Get out of USD, people. Get into something like gold or
crypto. Do yourself a favor and
invest
in something with real value because... Yeah. It would also clear the way for Democrats acting without Republican support to begin work on a budget framework that would sketch out plans for a $3.5 trillion human infrastructure bill.
Human infrastructure?
What is human infrastructure? That bill...
They probably mean, like, kids and schools and stuff?
That's a weird way to put that, though.
So, that, yeah, it is. Like, it sounds like plastic surgery to me. You know, it sounds like a breast augmentation or, like, rhinoplasty or something.
I was thinking, like, nanobots.
That, too. That bill would shovel federal dollars towards fighting climate change, help millions of immigrants gain legal protections, and fund an expansion of health care, including for senior citizens in need of assistance at home. The Senate first needs to put the finishing touches on the infrastructure bill, which aims to upgrade the nation's aging roads, bridges, and rail lines and expand high-speed internet access to rural areas where economies have been hobbled by old technology. Aren't they already doing all of this, though? I mean, I don't really see a giant necessity for this.
I mean, there are places in the U.S. that are still using, like, satellite internet because nothing else is available in those areas.
Yeah, I mean, but nobody's, like, using dial-up.
Well, if you can't afford the satellite internet there, I mean, yeah, some people probably are still using dial-up.
I didn't even know that existed still.
But they're probably not using, it's not the internet that's holding them back. It's that the fact they live in a place that's so backward that they're still using dial-up.
Yeah.
So anyone stuck in that position, they're not going to be helped by having high-speed internet.
Right. I lived in Lawrence, South Carolina for a while, and the grocery store literally had a produce section no bigger than this table. So internet wasn't going to help me get broccoli.
You know? Yeah, exactly. Become not food insecure.
Yeah. Like, you could buy all the hush puppies you wanted, but...
Yeah. And that's the thing. They're constantly focusing on the wrong issues.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. So,
They're looking at ways that they can give Spectrum, Charter, you know, Consolidated Communications more money. Yeah. And it, you know, if they give these companies more money to build this infrastructure, then the companies have more customers and they all make more money. And who gets screwed over? The American taxpayer.
Right.
Or anyone who is dealing in USD.
Yeah.
Because in order to pay for this stuff, they're going to have to inflate the currency, which means they're going to print, they're going to create more USD. And anyone who knows anything knows that this means the USD that already exists is going to become worth less than it is already.
Yeah.
And they just perpetually do this until the USD has fallen to like 3% of its value at the time that it was created, something along those lines.
And we've seen this happen other places. We've seen this happen in Venezuela, where it cost, I don't even know, like a real example, but it was costing like millions of their currency to buy like a loaf of bread, you know? So it's like...
Yeah, we've talked about Venezuela a lot. It's a total mess down there.
So South Africa, too. I don't know if you know anything about that, but I have... So I raise meat rabbits, and I'm in all these rabbit groups, and somebody just posted there like last week saying... they're coming and they're taking our livestock. They're raiding our homes and like people are, you know,
this is the government or, rioters.
They didn't say like, they didn't stay on long enough to answer the questions while I was there, but they were saying that like, you know, they have to lock up their livestock. They're all starving. They're all fighting the streets and stealing and, you know, like just to get by in South Africa.
Like, doesn't sound pleasant.
No,
no, it doesn't. So the article continues to say that on Monday, three Republican senators criticized the infrastructure bill, saying that they had inadequate time to consider it and issue with one of the ways that it would be financed.
Well, it's 2,700 pages. They're going to need a lot of time in order to actually, you know, just read the bill, much
never
less
mind
process
understand
it.
Yes,
and
yeah.
understand it and talk about it, why it's a good idea, why it's a bad idea. They're not going to be given that kind of time because, as they said, this is, President Biden wants a win. And passing this would be a win, even though it has horrific things in it that, like, would expand the definition of, quote, broker to include people who mine and stake cryptocurrency.
Yep.
Now, I don't know anyone out there who's familiar with the concept of staking cryptocurrency, but basically, if you have some of it, every once in a while, you'll end up with more of it. I don't want to go into the mechanisms of how or why this happens, but it helps make the blockchain stronger. It helps make transactions more reliable. But no one is actually doing anything. You're not selling anyone anything. No one is buying anything. You're just staking your coin, and you're getting rewards for doing that. But this new infrastructure bill is going to change that and turn you into a broker, which means you have to get all sorts of licenses just to stake your Blackcoin or your Ethereum. What are your thoughts on this? What do we do when we live in a country where a 2,700-page bill doesn't give senators time to read it? 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Live 603-283-6160. If you want to join the discussion, that's 603-283-6160. And after repeatedly just getting censored all over the internet, Free Talk Live finally decided to decentralize. So there is now a social media server, a chat server, and we don't have a video server, but we are over on Odyssey where we can't be censored. Check it out at video.freetalklive.com. It now has more than a million channels, and it's backed by a library, which Free Talk Live has been using for years to archive our videos, because there they can never be deleted or censored. So if you're sick of getting censored on the internet, check out any of these awesome ways, but video.freetalklive is the best place to go to keep your video safe, and that's why we're streaming tonight's show to Odyssey. And again, that's video.freetalklive.com. For those who aren't already aware, it is the topless Wednesday episode of She Talk Live, and
woo-hoo.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and it's only at video.freetalklive.com, so check it out. Now, Nikki, something appeared at your workplace within the last, I don't know the time frame.
I think I found it the last time I was there, which was like maybe 3 or 4 days ago. So this appeared, one of my coworkers found this on the table in the break room. It is a printout from Truth for Health Foundation, and the title of this little printout that they placed on the break room table.
You said Truth for Health Foundation is a Catholic organization?
Yeah, they had something about, when I looked up the website to kind of see their credibility and to see what else they were talking about.
Sure.
And, yeah, they had something else about Catholicism. So not a lot, but there was a link.
There's nothing really wrong with that.
Yeah, of course, but still something to note. So, yeah, I found this on the break room table, which is interesting because it seemed like it was just casually left there so people could just take a look at it and, you know, have some food for thought.
that is different than what the mainstream media is shoving down our throats and what the hospitals around the country are pressuring a lot of healthcare workers to get this experimental vaccine. And it's not right, so it's important for people to kind of know the other side of the story and to advocate for medical freedom, for us to have complete autonomy over our bodies, and to keep this vaccine mandate away from our hospital because it is so important.
It's insane that we even have to point that out, that a person should have autonomy over their own body.
Yeah.
Right.
And this isn't really something that's new to healthcare, because a lot of facilities mandate that you get the flu shot. They mandate that you get like the Hep B vaccine. You know, there's a laundry list of vaccines that you need to get typically to work in healthcare.
So for them, this is just one more vaccine.
Exactly. So that's why I think some people are just kind of not really that worried about it. And you know, if they're more left leaning, or if they're kind of just going along with whatever the media says, and you know, whatever they think is correct, they think it's a good thing, and they think everybody should be forced to get it. So in this little article that was printed out, it says, be informed. People excluded from the drug company studies for the COVID shots should not receive any type of COVID shot. For these excluded groups, there was no effectiveness or safety data to guide your decision. These groups are childbearing age and pregnant women, children and adolescents under 12 years of age, and nursing home patients.
Now, what they're saying is that the clinical trials done by these drug companies with the vaccines did not include these particular groups.
Nope. So it seems like it was all, like, healthy, mid-aged people. And it has been a big thing that people
are... Well, it's probably pretty difficult to find pregnant women who, if you say, hey, let me inject you with this experimental thing,
yep,
they'll say, okay, sure.
But now I know a lot of pregnant women that got it. Because now
they don't
consider it
experimental.
Yeah, even though it's not approved by the FDA, and it was released for emergency use, and it's only been out for less than a year. So how do we really know? You know, some of these women were pregnant for longer than it was tested. So it's crazy to me that people would trust this, but they were...
It's insane to me that people would trust Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah, because
Pharma.
They're making millions of dollars off of this, if not billions. And, you know, there's just huge incentives for them to push this on people. But people are so afraid of COVID, and they're so, you know, that's what people are afraid of. People are afraid of COVID. They're not afraid of the vaccines. And it really should be the opposite, actually, from what we've seen in real life. But this goes on to say that people with past allergic reactions to other vaccines, they were not in the trials. People with allergies to PEG, which is polyethylene glycol.
And I find that interesting because that's one of the two primary ingredients that they put in vape juices. The other one being vegetable glycol, which is basically just vegetable oil. And I have to use high VG juices because I am, in fact, allergic to propylene glycol.
So, they're putting this in vaccines also, apparently.
You said propylethylene, right?
Polyethylene glycol.
Okay, that is different.
Oh, okay. So the mRNA vaccines use PEG to stabilize liquid nanoparticles. About 70% of people have antibodies to PEG, which can cause life-threatening reactions, anaphylaxis. So that's when your throat swells up, you can't breathe, and you start to go into a full-body shock.
So more than 70% of people have antibodies that will react badly to PEG?
Yep.
And that's in the vaccines?
Yes.
That doesn't seem like a good idea.
No.
It's a laxative.
It doesn't.
It's a laxative?
Really? Why is there laxative in the vaccine?
Well, they said to stabilize the nanoparticles or whatever.
Yeah, so, and I'm sure if it's, there's a lot of times where two different things will be, one thing will be used for two completely different causes. So I was actually talking about this with Matt last night, one of our other co-hosts here on Free Talk Live. We were discussing how something, nitro, it's used as like a nasal spray for someone who's having chest pain or angina.
Sure.
And it's also an ingredient in dynamite. So I was like, that's really weird that something that is extremely explosive and unstable is being used for chest pain. But
well, that would make sense because your chest is just a bunch of combustion and electrical signals. But laxative in my vaccines is kind of weird.
Yeah, I think it's used for the vasodilation, but we digress.
Oh.
So what was the benefit of the COVID shots in the drug company's clinical trial? No evidence of reduced spread to others, as we've seen that, because everybody who got the COVID shot is still spreading it and still getting it.
And yet, and the government is admitting this while at the same time saying that the vaccines work wonderfully. It's amazing that no one is going, okay, but then why are the vaccinated people still spreading it at the same rate as the unvaccinated people? It doesn't seem to work at all.
Yeah.
Much less wonderfully.
People just pick and choose what they want to believe. So,
it's horrible that we allow the government to say two completely contradictory things and they don't get called on it.
I mean, the media, people just let it slide.
It has to be the media because they're the ones with the microphones there in front of the politicians who call them on it. But the media's like, yay, yay, good speech. When the NIH director last night, we covered part of his speech or part of his interview on, I think, Fox News, where he said, you know, the vaccines work great. But whether you're vaccinated or unvaccinated, the best way to prevent the spread of COVID-19 is with masks. So he basically admitted that masks work better than the vaccine.
It's crazy. And like I've heard, I forget who it was, but some famous person was like, yeah, I got COVID and I'm vaccinated, but I bet I would have died if I didn't get the vaccine. So thank God I got the vaccine. I'm like, how are you getting this from, like, what people believe is...
That's what they're fed.
Yeah.
That's what they're fed, that if you get the vaccine, then you'll only get it kind of bad.
But most people don't get it that badly in the first place. I mean, the asymptomatic carriers, that was most people, people who were otherwise just completely healthy.
Right, or had, like, a little cold.
Yeah.
I lost my sense of smell and taste for, like, 7 weeks, much longer than the average person, and I was sore and tired for, like, a day, and that was it. But yet, all of the coworkers that I worked with, when they got the vaccine, they were sick for days.
Yeah. Yeah, the side effects from the vaccine are worse than the side effects from COVID.
That was my experience, for sure.
Yeah.
How many people have gotten the vaccine, as opposed to how many people have gotten COVID?
It's 65% of people have gotten the COVID-19 vaccine in New Hampshire. I think the national average is around 50%.
That's way more than I thought it was going to be. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, it's people who watch television and who have been sitting in front of it for the last year and a half, just being fed fear and not being able to escape out of that fear bubble to go, oh, you know, it's actually not that bad when I look outside.
Yeah.
Because if you believe the news, they don't say it, but you would probably operate under the delusion that bodies are just piling up in the streets, the hospitals are just overwhelmed, people are dying left and right, that the only way out of this is the vaccine. So living in that fear bubble, I don't know what else they can do. And now they just love it. They want to be afraid now.
That's insane.
It is. What do you think? 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.